There's a fair amount of that, isn't there? Well,
a little of it is an ordinance.
If you don't think I'm right, certainly speak it. But nonetheless,
ponder with me, and then we'll pray and let go, and we'll hear a prayer in a moment, if we may. Ponder with me, please, class. Three or four little things. A. If Jeremiah was not the model for Second Isaiah's sovereign servant God, you certainly have precedence. I have no way of saying with some that Jeremiah was the model for the suffering servant. But it's interesting that, as again and as always in Hebraic thought, the example precedes the theology about the example. Always. That's one of the levels of pragmatism in Old Testament thought. You don't theologize and then fill it out. You have the model, and you're the theologizer. And I think that's really valid. And the thing I want to say here is that Jeremiah emphasizes this subject. The martyr is, in many ways, the context of the prophet and the priest. If you find this twice in your notes, Scott, will you forgive me? D. Repeat the C, please. The martyr triggers, what's that? It's not a nice word, but really.
Martyrs are often triggered, aren't they?
The martyr triggers the question of the eyes. Most productive single question. Why did the great die? How did the scoundrels get home? The martyr is the one who makes it the question. Why? Because nobody else asked why. Don't get the call. People ask, why did that thing get that in that tragedy? How many times did it stop? In the context of the martyr. Next. The martyr leads people to speculate on, and that's as far as it went in the Old Testament, poetically at that. The martyr leads people to speculate on the notion of life after death. Parentheses. With the hope that God's justice can be demonstrated. There, since it hasn't been here.
Did you think that?
Yes, I can't. Martyr leads to question, meditation, thought, speculation on life after death, with the hope that the justice of God would be vindicated over there, since it hasn't been demonstrated over here. Pardon?
Yes,
the book of Job. Psalm 73. Psalm 49. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2.
So Daniel's late. I mean, these Psalms could be late too.
Of course, everybody knows that the typical meditation on life after death is all made for the Old Testament. So that we're talking here about the martyr role that comes to be. A little further, please. The martyr theme of the suffering servant. And finally, I want to put you. The martyr theme and the character of God. I think in Judaism that we're talking about, after Jeremiah, it's an incredible period of diaspora. The hope is with the diaspora. Oh, I think the feeling is very strong. God is with people in their suffering, as brokenness. And that in that, we have the subject for meditating on the Sacred Heart. And I want to say to some of the Catholics here, get rid of some of the Sacred Heart art. That's all right. It was pretty awful. But don't shake the Sacred Heart theme. The Sacred Heart of the Divine. The Spirit of the Divine. The epicenter of the Divine is intimately empathetic to the problems of the human community.
Yes.
We'll see if some of these things ring true. I said at the beginning of the discussion, first last semester, I don't usually take all my garments wherever I go, but I said at the beginning of the introduction course last semester that for me, the criterion for success of my teaching is not, you know, did you get an A? Several of you will. The criterion is, do you hear stuff here that's important enough that you would care to teach it? The question is not, did I teach you? The question is, do we among us raise up an ardent desire to take these materials and teach them to others? If you only get an A in the course by being a student who never intends to teach you something of these things, then I have failed miserably. Because it isn't important that I teach you these things, unless they become through us all to the larger perspective. I therefore encourage you, whether they let you be ordained or not, and pray God in the forms of time as well, I encourage you, please, to dream of the fact that if you wear this when you preach, you're at least obliged to give you more to wear it than when you teach. I don't care whether you wear it or not. But are you bearing the notion that what you're teaching is not your word, but God's word? And that it isn't something you invented because you had to last till 3:15. I've never had much problem with lasting. But of substance is another question. But is it something that can be vital and meaningful? And really make a difference between life and death for people. That's why I worry about the Vestal Virgins in our tradition.
If you please, we have members of this class who live in a town called Vestal. I love that.
Going back to Vestal to see where the temple is. I can't find it. It's a concern, because if you can't get this fertility thing into the religious life, what do you do with it? What do you do with it? So, but I thank you for your courtesy. I have put my schedule on the bottom of the examination schedule, not as an act of vanity, but an assumption that if you do need me, it's easier to know when I'm around than to guess. And I appreciate that. What I'd like to have us do now, are you ready, dear colleague? To have you say the Lord's Prayer for us, and then we'll have a little moment of prayer after that, and then we'll adjourn. Could you do that, Pat, please? Accept our gratitude, O God, for this, our colleague, and for all of our collegiality, for the joy of being set aside to study your word, not just as a little time aside, but with the sure knowledge that there are out there people whom we have never met, whose survival may depend upon our ability, with grace and competence, to let them see you. Center us and make us serious in this task of exegetes and interpreters. Abide with the members of this class during the course of these next days, their demands, and during the course of the summer, especially for those of our community already remembered in prayer who go forth to work among the people. Grant that each of you may know that you go in the name of all of us, that your strength is our strength, that your sorrow is our sorrow, and your study is in common cause, and your dreams enrich the lives of all of us. So endow us with that sense of camaraderie with one another, and reverently of camaraderie with you, that we may celebrate the high calling to which we have been called, and may prove to be workwomen and men flew across the long years will not be ashamed of what we did. Give us the strength to love and the power to speak the truth in love. And above all, the willingness to be loved by you and one another. Amen.
Amen.